when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections.
I'll go first. Man for woman, peek at my tiny Picasso.
Okay. All right.
You may remember me.
Oh, okay.
My name is Andrew. And I was the distinguished, well-dressed gentleman you spoke with at the museum.
That's an appropriate voice, I think.
I was wearing the Gucci monocle and matching slacks.
Wait a second. Gucci makes a monocle?
I don't know.
Wow.
We chatted while taking in the contemporary Cuban art pieces. You asked me what all the noises were for. I responded by educating you about properly examining works of art.
You have to do that by...
And if it so happens to move you emotionally, then you're strongly encouraged to let out a slight moan, or a gurgle of appreciation.
Gurgle of appreciation? I've never heard these unspoken museum rules. I have not.
You said you thought I was in the beginning stages of having a stroke. After that, I guffawed at the notion.
Wow. I don't know what I would do if I'm standing in a museum and I start hearing this next to me. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
I took a gander at you, and then my body made some gurgling noises at what I saw.
So weird. All of this is weird.
In front of me stood a stoic, green-haired, real-life Mona Lisa.
Green-haired Mona Lisa. All right.
With a neck tattoo of a single piece of bacon.
She had a bacon tattoo on her neck?
My feathers were all a ruffle after that. So I offered you a ride home since you dressed like you had no bus fare money. Wow.
Dang, what an assumption.
You declined and walked away.
Yeah.
If we never meet again, I will always ponder about the deeper meaning of that bacon tattoo.
Yeah, I need to know the backstory of that too.
Did it represent childhood trauma?
Or maybe she just really likes bacon? I don't know.
Or were you perhaps protesting to the world about the ethical treatment of hogs?
With bacon?
I'll wait for your answer.
That was weird. I might be triggered walking into the next museum. If I start hearing any of that. Stop. Wow, that was strange.
It's
Craigslist missed connections.
Woman for man, will you be my forever El Capitan?
Okay.
You had the face of a younger Matthew McConaughey. All right.
Right.
But I almost didn't want to get close because I thought you'd smell like him, too.
What? Does he smell like B.O. and pot?
I guess. I was the cutie at the climbing gym and tried to get your attention by stretching next to you.
Oh.
When that wasn't working, I told you that I'm new. But my dad said I had a great feat for a climber.
Your dad?
Uh-huh. After that, you tried to walk away, but I grabbed your arm. And I said, not so fast, Mr. Dazed and Aroused. You're coming with me.
Mr. Dazed and Aroused?
I asked you to spot me on my first bouldering session.
Oh.
I was so proud of myself, almost made it about halfway up the wall.
Oh, no.
But I realized you weren't enjoying the view like I thought you would.
Oh.
So I did the only thing I could think of to get close to you. I screamed, trust fall.
Stop. No, what? Bold move.
Bold move indeed, especially if you're halfway up the wall.
Right, exactly.
And wouldn't you know it, I landed right on top of you.
Aw.
Aw, my hero.
Aw.
Anyways, wasn't able to get your name before the paramedics took you away.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope you feel better soon and feel all right, all right, all right.
Oh, stop it.
Let's try another fun hobby together, okay? Wink, wink.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a lot to unpack with both of those.
It was.
So whether you are searching for the green-haired Mona Lisa at the art museum,
or you get pulled in to spot someone climbing up a rock wall who decides to do a trust fall exercise,
it can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist